What's up, guys? Sniper Go!
About E3.
Halo!
In Halo.
Uncharted.
Woo!
Alright, so obviously, first was the Microsoft conference.
Loved it. Loved everything up until the whole Kinect, you know, saga.
Just
felt like I was watching the Star
Kinect
Wars series.
For days.
Or Skittles. Lord of the Rings, that's how long it took.
They do,
but that was like it. Like,
well, they gotta push. The
showed off Gears of War and Mass Effect, and then Kinect.
Right. Well, it started off with Modern Warfare 3.
That's all they need, though.
You gotta get the jokes out of the way. That's why.
You gotta open with a joke.
Then you go to Battlefield, son.
In all honesty, they're gonna sell million copies of Modern Warfare 3. So.
Well, five people need something to play.
Well, of course, consumers are dumb. So of course they're gonna sell it.
No,
it's all habit at this point. They don't have to do anything. They just have to make a new one.
Yeah, or a 3D TV.
we're not there yet.
We're not there yet. Xbox.
Don't get cocky, George.
I really think this Call of Duty might be decent, to be honest, even though I'm hating on it.
Well, we're hoping.
It'll be decent.
Sledgehammer.
I mean, if you like Call of Duty, you probably like the new
one. If they can get hit detection right and have good servers and actually decent respawns,
we might be
back to like how Call of Duty 4 was, because that game was right. I wasn't spawning and an asshole was like aiming in the direction I spawned.
Well, this is also Ward's first Call of Duty after being split apart.
Well, it's technically not Infinity Ward. It's
scabs.
Yeah.
I don't know. Absolutely. I'm not too excited about it. I didn't like the last one. I hated the multiplayer on Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, but that's how the game is. It's supposed to be like one good one, then a bad one, then a good one, then a bad one, then a good one.
Well, they did it, but they did a good one, a bad one, and a bad one. So it better be a great one.
It's Call of Duty 4 was just such. It was such a high, and after that, you can't go back to that.
Yeah.
Because if not, they remade it again. If Modern Warfare 2 was exactly Call of Duty 4, they would have complained, going, "Oh, it's the same fucking game." And then you know, so it's like we got to change somewhere, and then just bad decisions get made. Like shotguns being a secondary weapon, you know, because I can run around with a sniper and a shotgun.
That was the best thing they could have done in that.
It's like, let me see. I could choose a pistol or I could choose a shotgun. Ah, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, we know you're excited.
That was pretty cool.
I never played
the first one, so I'm excited to play it.
I'm looking forward to running around that world again. That should be fun.
Well, that was, in all honesty, my favorite Halo of the whole series.
Started it all for me, man. My obsession.
That's what started Team Warthog, if you remember that.
Yeah, that's why I want to get it. I mean, that's where it all started for me.
It was Team Warthog.
Terry, you at my Halo 2 party?
I think so.
It lasted 3 days?
No, I was not at the 3-day one.
Oh, man, that crap was crazy. We literally started the night it came out, like the day after, you know, it came out on a Tuesday. So Wednesday night we started, and then Tuesday night we started, and then we just played till Friday. Like
that was probably when they took a picture of Terry and.
That was at Dwight's house. That was also a Halo 2 party, though. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
So they say that there's going to be 7 classic multiplayer maps back.
Yeah, it looks like I saw Hang 'em High, which is my all-time favorite level. And I guarantee Blood Gulch is there.
Of course.
Blood Gulch, right there was when it all started for me.
Yeah, I'm sure. The multiplayer engine looks a lot like the Reach multiplayer, which I'm actually okay with, because I quite enjoy it.
Yeah, Reach is good.
I'm playing it right now, shoot.
You go.
We gotta go back to the days, though. Shotgun pistol, man. That's how you won wars.
Shotgun and a pistol.
It's true.
All you need.
Well, now they have
that was the original two-piece, even though I love
Gears. Well, now they got the 4-player live co-op for the first one.
Yeah, that would be fun. I'm really excited to run around with, basically you guys, probably.
I want to know what you're going to do. Are you just going to be random ODSTs, or like what's exactly good? Like,
yeah,
you know, on Halo 3, you were Covenant. Nice.
Well, it'll probably be like in Halo 1 when you played co-op, you were just another Master Chief.
I'm Master Chief.
Or like Reach, where you're just another Noble Six.
Yeah, exactly.
Customize your guy in multiplayer?
If it has the Reach engine, maybe.
It looked like it. It looked like it does, but I don't know. I'm hoping.
I don't see why they wouldn't if they did it in Reach, and that's supposed
to
be...
They're going to do a multiplayer aspect as well. I mean, it's probably going to happen.
I'm still hoping it's where you're playing with people that have Reach and you just have exclusive maps.
Yeah, or they're probably like release the maps out for Reach for people that, you know, that don't buy the anniversary one, which I doubt, but you know, if you're playing Reach, you're probably going to get the fucking anniversary one. But it'll probably be like, you know, you can just download the map pack on Reach.
It'd probably be a map pack thing, just like how you could be play ODST's multiplayer with Halo 3.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So
it could be something like that. Could just have
which would make me happy, because I've spent a lot of time getting to general, and I've got a long way to go.
I'm still trying to get major.
Yeah.
It's not working.
I just got the game like last week.
Yeah, Mister. I'm like what, level 27 in Call of Duty.
Well, anyway, and then after that, they started with all the Kinect stuff.
I'm excited about Kinect just because it's really like a cool thing. I'm not gonna get anything with it, but I'm pretty excited like how advanced that shit is.
Like, yeah, I mean, it is an amazing piece of technology. But when they came out with that Future Soldier thing, I was...
Yeah, that blew me away.
It was just amazing.
I want to be Cookie Monster.
That's yeah, but no one... Unfortunately, I don't think anyone's going to buy that. I mean, I think people are just going to buy... That want a game like that are just going to buy Modern Warfare or Battlefield 3.
Well, it's like gotten to the point where they're starting to be serious about the Kinect and more types of games than just exercise and sports.
Yeah, it's not just another Wii without a Wii control.
I know, they're starting to get into the hardcore games now.
Yeah, I'm excited. Even that's just going to be an addition to it. I mean, it's going to sell. It's going to be an option to use if you want to use it.
You know what, though? If you talk to somebody who's a pretty big gun enthusiast that likes video games as well, that's going to be something they're going to want. Yeah, to be able to change every detail of their gun like they could in like real life, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of games have tried that, though. I mean, Growl looks like they're doing a pretty good job on it, but I mean, remember, Army of Two had that same concept where, like, you know, you had your base AK, and then you could change out the barrel, change out the stock, you know, even get, like, a different magazine clip, and it was, like, it gave you the option to, like, customize, and a lot of games try to do that, but sometimes it just goes unnoticed, because you're just like, well, it doesn't really do anything else except, you know, look shiny.
Yeah, but yeah, with Army 2, it was a little over the top that you could add, like, a shield to the front of, like, an AK and stuff like that, which was cool, but, I mean, some of them things were over the top, and, I mean, more like, shying a little bit away from the gun customization using the Kinect, the gameplay just in itself for that game was amazing. Like, you can actually, it gives you a line from you to the guy you're going to shoot, so you can make synchronized shots with, like, your entire squad. And then the breaching was, like, also the other cool thing, you know, two-man stack on each door, bust in, throw a flashbang, and you guys already have your targets marked. Like, that was one of my favorite things about the gameplay video that was, as well as, you know, at first, it didn't even seem like he was playing with anyone, and then all of a sudden the curtain comes up, he's got three other people that were already playing with him. And then that was the in-game voice chat commands, and it sounded like, you know, like, kind of like casual conversation, like it would be like AIs and stuff like that, but every time you would do it, it'd be a few like different like quotations that they would say.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited about the game. I don't know. Probably won't get Kinect for a while, but
I'm going to end up getting one just because of Dance Central, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah,
I'm glad to get drunk and dance, all right?
That's why I got it.
I really like it how the Kinect is going in a way like, I know and understand that most, like, you know, like, Microsoft and all these people, they're all going for this new, like, motion technology, but they're still not taken away from the hardcore gamers that, you know, they like using the controller and stuff like that. Like, the Kinect is more of an optional thing that you can use that it might enhance it, but it doesn't completely, like, base itself like, oh, you need the Kinect to do this and, you know, you can't play this game at all without the Kinect.
Well, I think they're going to get that. Ghost Recon might be to that point where you can't quite make it as custom without Kinect, which is a smart move. That's what I'd do.
Well, yeah, it's a smart marketing technique, obviously, but, I mean, at least that most people who have the controller and stuff like that, you know, for the people who like to be, you know, on the cutting edge of technology, you know, they can do it with the Kinect and just, you know, and switch up their gun and all that stuff. But then there's also the people that like, you know, the old school, basically, like, controllers. After a while, are just going to become like a thing of the past.
I hope not.
No,
I doubt it. Either.
I mean, I'm really adamant and like old school about it. Like, you know, we grew up with controllers in our hands, man, and then all of a sudden it's just going to be our hands with a controller. That's going to be a pretty giant step for a lot of people to fill.
How can I play Halo with the Kinect? You know, I'm not going to sit there and open my hand while running, and then I'm going to run in place to get around. Like,
it's like, to me, the Kinect honestly seems like the first step in what could be virtual reality.
Yeah.
Soon we don't even need a fucking screen.
We'll just get a Virtual Boy.
Yeah, just playing
that's
all
not
day.
Told there.
Go play some tennis, like, free.
Woo, woo.
No, but honestly, if it was virtual reality, you wouldn't, you know, say no to actually being in Master Chief's shoes.
Yeah. Well,
you'd rather be in there in the shit.
Or you'd rather be on your couch chilling. But I mean,
it's true. I don't want to be standing up.
Two different worlds. I don't feel like sitting down and playing a video game. I can't play a game to relax and have fun. Not.
I sweat enough while I play Halo. Okay?
I went to the gym for that. I came home to do nothing and play games.
Exactly. I go to the gym every morning. I don't want to be coming back and working out some more.
Like, workout's over. Okay, I had my sauna and I'm good. Let me go home, sit on the fucking couch. It's game time. Exactly. And I mean, I hope it stays like that. Hopefully, maybe it'll be cool, or like we have like a new, like, you know, like virtual, like holographic control that we just, you know, pops up. We can play like control. That'd be cool as fuck. We still.
I don't want to play a first person shooter where I actually have to run around. Or worse, he's like that Nintendo, or not Nintendo, the Kinect game for Star Wars.
Basically, all it's
where you just have to do whatever the computer tells you to do, except you can slice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I mean, half the fun of games is going to explore crap the developers didn't want you to see in the first place.
Yep.
You know, breaking their game is half the fun. I remember in Halo 2 getting to places that they just hadn't thought anyone would get, and there's nothing beyond it.
Well, after all the Kinect stuff was over, finally, they closed out their conference with a surprise for everybody. Halo
4. Was it really a surprise?
Surprise.
Hey, man, they fooled even me, and even though I saw it on the website, you know, they fooled me. Like, maybe they just decided not to announce it now. That was one of the best moments of my life.
I mean, it's been 5 years since the first Halo 3 trailer at E3 back in 2006. So seeing this really brought it back.
I know the Halo storyline better than probably anyone I know. And to know there's a whole new trilogy that I have no clue what's going to happen, I'm so excited. I'm so stoked. I can't wait to run around with the Chief and Cortana again. Oh.
I think it's going to come out on the new Xbox.
Well, I mean, they haven't mentioned anything about that, so it could be some time still before that comes out. Probably 2013, late 2013, if that.
It would be smart.
Very smart.
Or they could just release it on both.
There you go.
Pull up, or just mirror it, just like Legend of Zelda.
Yep.
The Wii version is the right way. Then you get the GameCube and it's mirrored. Yay! What was left is now right. I don't know.
Well, they didn't really give us much to speculate on Halo 4.
Nope.
The trailer was badass, though. Like, even for a minute, like, you're okay with what's going on. And then you're like, oh, okay, I think that's. It looks like. Might be veins, maybe. Then you're just hearing the screaming in the back.
Or you could be like Rye and start. You know, go back in hysterics.
All right. Go ahead and tell him, Alex. Go ahead.
Oh my god! Funniest moment of E3.
Hey, I knew before both of you two were like, no, it's not a Halo. It's not a Halo. I heard her,
you're
man.
Like, but it could be. It could be. You don't know.
I don't.
She was calling to me.
Ryan, wake up.
I heard it.
All throughout the Microsoft conference, Ryan was just bitching the whole time. Fuck Xbox! Halo!
Fuck Xbox! Halo!
Oh, man.
Skittles!
I'm excited for it. That's really... I'm excited for the two Halos. Battlefield, I'm going to get Gears of War 3 just because I want to finish the story. I hope it's the end of the story.
Gears. That's what we skipped over, was Gears of War. But then again, you know, who hasn't played the beta?
I kind of want to get Gears of War.
Oh my god, Gears.
Life-size replica of the gun, though.
What?
A little retro Lancer?
$100 yes. Lancer.
I would buy it. That is some badass shit, dude. I really do. I really
want
to see how they wrap this up. Because
I want it. I don't care
I
how.
I played
want
Gears
it.
1 a lot. Like, I did the campaign like 50 times. Because I did it with I played by myself first when I got it. Then I was doing like insane. I think I played it with Dwight. he ended up renting the game, and I was like, yeah, you can get a couple of achievement points on it pretty quick. It's like a couple hours of gameplay for On Insane. And he didn't know what he was doing. Carry him through that. I played with my buddy Hobbit. I played with Whitey. I played with a bunch of people. So I did Gears 1 like I don't know how many times. I'm probably going to do it one more just to catch up on the story again.
Yeah, I'm probably going to run through them all again just when that one comes out.
And Gears 2, man. I mean, Gears 1 I thought was great. Gears 2 had that one moment for me, though, where like I just really didn't want to do it. And it was that part where you're like in that car, and it was just such a pain in the ass, because it was like when you did it on co-op, one person was shooting and one person was driving, and unless you're really like paying attention with each other, you fuck up a lot.
Yep.
Or you're just screaming to each other going, fuck, hurry up and drive. And I mean,
that's what you don't like in like third person shooters or first person shooters, when they give you the option to go into a car, and it's like the car never gives you the ability to take any cover or dodge at all. Like, if they were going to give you like a driving level, I would want a driving level that's almost like Grand Theft Auto-esque. Like, you have like a couple blocks that you can drive around and like, you know, kind of lose the guys, come up behind them or something.
Right.
When it's linear driving and you, like Call of Duty in Black Ops, when you get on the car in when you're escaping the prison with Reznov, when you're doing that on Veteran, dude, like, if you don't shoot everyone, perfectly, you end up dying because you have open bed truck
driving in a straight line.
Like, yeah, you will fail.
Everyone can see you blasting away, so it's like, dude, I have no cover. And it's not that it was, like, hard to shoot everyone. It's just that
you don't
die so quickly because there's no cover.
I did that shit like at least 5-6 times. Like, I had to remember where they were going. I was like, okay, here comes the asshole from the left. Here's the guy.
Like, yeah, you have to do it a few times just so you know where everyone is beforehand.
The next game, too, that I'm excited about, like, after, like, Gears, is freaking Mass Effect, dude.
Yes.
The Mass Effect DLC came out not so long ago that, like, basically tells you that the Reapers are still alive and they're still coming back.
That's the game
I still that gotta I'm play waiting it. For. I did get into, I think, Mass Effect. I got like really baked one day and I started playing the demo and I fell in love with it. You know, I want to get more into it, but I got to one point in the story and then I stopped playing. And it's one of those things where you just, you know, you don't play for a while, you get back, you're trying to figure out what's going on.
And you forgot
it. And then you forgot. Yeah, you forgot. And then you're like, okay, let me start all over again. But then you start over and you remember parts of it and you're like, ah, fuck, I don't want to do this again. So I got like let down. A lot of other games came out.
First game was a lot slower.
But, yeah, I mean, BioWare had started Dragon Age and Mass Effect like almost the same time. So at first they took it more as like a tactical game where you have to, you know, you can pause the game whenever you hold the button for powers or for switching guns. It pauses the game for a second and your, you know, party can adjust accordingly to what you're fighting. When they jumped on Dragon Age 2 and, you know, advanced forward into like Mass Effect 2 and all that stuff, they made it more actionized. Like, Dragon Age, you don't, like, your normal attacking, like, it's how fast you can mash, like, you know, the freaking A button down so you can keep, like, attacking. And, you know, same thing with Mass Effect 2. Mass Effect 1 had absolutely no ammo. All you had was overheat.
Yeah, you just shoot forever.
In number 2, they switched it and they made it storyline purposes. They started picking up Geth weapons. And the Geth weapons, instead of using a big steel plate, and then it's a, you know, the Core Zero shoots off slivers of this big steel plate, which basically gives you thousands and thousands of shots they use this thermal ammo that the Geth have now, so then they went and gave you clips of ammo.
Thermal clips. I mean,
the Switch wasn't too bad, like, when you play both of them, it's really seamless. But there is times where when you're playing like on insane difficulties and stuff like that, and these people have like biotic shields and they're deploying like, you know, movable cover, like you actually do run out of ammo and it gets really difficult because then you either have to rely on someone who's got an Omni tool or biotics that, you know, their cooldowns have to just come down so you can keep, you know, using the skills to kill them.
Well, you also have your own.
No, yeah, obviously you had your own powers, like depending, like the class that I picked was Infiltrator, you know, I could go invisible, I'd sneak up behind people, you know, shotgun to the back of the head, you know, game over. But I mean it's more, those games are more for the depth of the character development. What I really liked is you can import your character from Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 2 and have a bit of a head start. Like, I've always liked that. Because it shows that, you know, the company cares, like, you know, I know you put a lot of hours into this game, So we're going to give you a bit of a head start when you start.
Yeah, they gave, like, I think, what, like, was it 500,000 or something like that with, like, money and everything, even for people that had, like, a shit ton? Yeah. Like,
I think you got 25 or 50% of your money. You got to keep your class and stuff like that, and you'd have, like, you'd be a little bit more ahead in class.
Yeah, you started, like, at level 5.
Yeah, you start a little bit higher level. You know, it would give you some boost. Not ridiculous, like, you know, you already start out at your max level character because, you know, that would kill the game for you. But, I mean, you know, at least it gives you something to look forward to when you're like, oh man, in Mass Effect 2, you know, I'm gonna be able to transfer my character. And that's, I'm hoping it's 3. You know, you can just transfer over your character and stuff.
That's a definite.
Oh yeah,
I think Bioware, they're good about, they're really good about that.
Yeah, I can't, like, wait for the DLC that they're gonna bring out for Mass Effect 3, because, I mean, they had, you know, Bringing Down the Sky and Pinnacle Station for Mass Effect 2. You know, like, oh no, I think that was actually Mass
that
Effect
That was 1.
Yeah,
Bringing
Down
the Sky was 1.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing with, you know, you got to do you land on the asteroid and stuff like that, and then you had, like, the little, you know, fights or, like, an arena mode kind of thing. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I got to get in on this game. I haven't played any of the Mass Effects.
They're the reason I bought my 360.
They are a good, solid RPG / shooter. I mean, it's another world, dude. Like I said, playing, the difference on 1 and 2 is ginormous for me. That's why I was like, man, I want to get back on it. Because, one, shooting was like, you know, it felt like more RPG-ish, which was great. And then 2 came out, but 2 felt like just an amazing shooter. Like,
yeah, 2 was a good balance.
It was like, okay, there's the like RPG elements, like the way with the guns and like the aim. It was just, you're playing it like, what the fuck? And I was playing with my Turtle Beaches late at night, dark room, and I was just like, oh my god, like, I had everything blaring, and I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, dude, they're definitely going in the direction where they want to blur the RPG to, like, a first-person shooter. Like, they don't want to be just considered a company that's like, oh yeah, you know, they make those tactical RPGs or whatever, or they make RPGs. What they want to do is they want to blur the line between, like, you know, everything. They want to, like, you know, you have Dragon Age, like a fantasy, you know, type of setting and stuff, and you're like medieval stuff, but you still know, like, it feels like a almost like a Devil May Cry. You can run up as a rogue and just, you know, mash X, and you're just stabbing the crap out of this guy as fast as you can, because you're like, man, I got low health, you know, I gotta do this, oh, I've got my dodges, and, you know, you're using all your skills, and it's almost, you know, like, seamless. And then when you go to Mass Effect, you kind of feel like you have this, like, it's almost like a Bioshock kind of feel, like, you got these powers that can help you out, you got, like, a barrier, you can do, like, this move, like, you know, you can pull someone towards you or push them away, so, like, they're kind of trying to blend,
summon a probe.
Like, Yeah, you can do all types of things. You can take over, like, turrets, and, you know, you can sabotage people's guns so they can't shoot you, or, like, take away their shield and with another move. So you got,
or you,
like,
can hack the AI and have, like, some robots be on your team for a little bit.
Yeah, you have, like, all these, like, powers that will help you. So it's not just, like, you know, it adds a bit of, like, that's the moxie of the game. Personal elements that you cannot take from that game, no matter how you slice it.
It's off topic, but I'm hoping to God they don't show it at E3. Was Devil May Cry, because that is fucking terrible. Oh my god, dude! I was a fan of Devil May Cry. I mean, I had the first one. I had it on PlayStation. I remember when I got it, I was like, "What's going on?" It was so fucking dark. It was like hard at points. You're like, "What am I doing?" You know. But it was such a great game. Like, the story was great. You know, Part 2 came out. 2 was kind of meh, and then they redeemed themselves with 3.
Yeah, 3 was the one of the
4,
best.
4, I felt 4 was, if 4 was okay, like, I still consider 4 higher than 2, but, like, 3 was, like, one of the best ones, you know, but this reboot, like, it depressed me so much. I don't know how the hell they managed to do that kind of a reboot and say, we're going to revamp him and make him really, really strong. He looks like he's doing cocaine, and give him emo hair, and that's about it. And, like, it's just, I don't like where they're going with it. So I'm hoping either they, because I know when that thing came out, they were like, people were just like, what's going on? Fuck this. So I'm hoping they either paid attention to exactly everything that, the, you know, people said, and maybe they come out with a new reboot. But if they show that shit over here at E3, man, I'm just going to be really disappointed with these next couple days.
That's probably why they didn't show it. Most people would have been disappointed.
That's an embarrassment.
Most people didn't even know it was a Devil May Cry game, though. When they first showed the trailer, they were like, what is this? Oh,
well, speaking of embarrassments, do we want to talk about Sony or Nintendo?
Wait, we got to talk about one more good thing that came out of the whole conference going on. My personal favorite, we already know where this is going. Revelations.
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. That was the best trailer I've ever seen. Like, no, there was no talking, and it was still amazing.
I've yet to see that one.
I can't wait to play this game. Like, Brotherhood was amazing. The multiplayer was solid. Now this one's coming out. They're going to have multiplayer again. And I mean, this, they say this is going to answer every question. And I mean, I know Brotherhood at the end, Barry was telling me about the Da Vinci DLC at the end of it. I don't want to spoil it, but it leads you with a lot more questions. So I'm hoping Revelations really sums everything up. I mean, I love the story with Altair.
That's what they're saying it'll do. They're promising it will answer everything and set it up better. For number three.
Well, you know, if it's anything like the Book of Revelations, it's just going to confuse you.
I just want to know. I want to know exactly. Assassin's Creed 3 going to be Desmond? That's because, you know what I mean? We're at the point now where you're like, because, you know, with Revelations, Ezio's already like old as fuck. He's a Grand Master and he's already, you know, really, really old. Now they can either go
Revelations, they're going to do all three.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm talking about because they're supposed to sum it up. They were supposed to say, I mean, maybe this game's going to answer what that's going to go up to. But they were saying, you know, Desmond was going to be, you know, the new assassin, and it was going to be like modern time.
Oh yeah, that's a given. But I mean, I'm sure there'll be another answer. They'll have to, like,
no, there is. There's actually a lot. I was like reading more and more. I was trying to find out like more on the series and everything. And I mean, there's actually a Russian assassin.
Yeah, in the comic.
And that guy looks badass, dude. He's like this big Russian fuck. Like, just with like fur on. And he's an assassin. There's that. There's another humongous story with, like, I think it's Assassin's Creed, like, Ascension or something like that. But there's, like, a little, like, there's actually, like, a manga to it. There's, like, a little, like, drawing. There's, like, all this shit to it. There's, I know there's a Legacy, the Facebook app thing that gives you more answers on towards it. And there's a lot. And, like, it's just so much to intake. Like, I really want to go and see if I can get those books and actually read them.
Most games nowadays are kind of going the way of, like, Portal. I don't know if you guys have, like, heard the whole hype for Portal 2, how they had, like, the hidden potatoes that would give you, like, things. And there were subtle little, like, codes in some of the trailers for Portal 2 that would give you, like, hints and stuff like that. And they're actually calling that like one of the first ARG games, like alternate reality games, where it's basically like you have to go and, like, it's not just you just played on the console. You have to, like, you know, you played on the console, you watch the trailers, you read this book, and then, like, you know, a sentence in a book won't fit right, and you'll be like, wait, what? And then you read it to yourself, or you, like, later on in the game it'll ask you for something, and if you know it, like, you can put it in. Like, it's really crazy where they're going with nowadays in gaming. And, like, I remember one time, I think they said that they're going to shut down E3 or something.
Well, like, there was a E3 was, I think it was a couple of years ago. There was E3 literally came back recently. E3 was gone for a little bit.
No, yeah, I know. So, like, I mean, these conferences, like, as much as people, like, before, they didn't really, like, you know, game that much. And, like, I think it was when Miyamoto got on stage, came a little while after this other guy got on right before he introduced, I think, the Wii U or whatever was. He was like, what he said, like, genuinely struck home. Like, there, it's really gotten to the point where there's no gender base on who plays video games anymore or age group. You know, everyone's playing video games, whether it be, you know, hardcore or casually. So when you're taking, like, you know, these games that, like, some of us, like, you know, as the hardcore gamers, we see, like, you know, the Disneyland Adventures game, and we're like, oh, you know, we laugh at it. But as young as, like, 3 years old, they already start comprehending how to do these things. And it really,
I can't,
like,
wait for Sesame Street, all
right?
I'm
right? Like,
I want to be Cookie Monster.
Honestly, and Central, like, 2.
If you can learn from a video, like, cassette or a CD or a DVD or a Blu-ray or anything like that, if you can learn something for it, like, for a class or, you know, for anything, for schooling or some sort of education that comes out of it, why not give it to a kid in a form of a game so he can learn, you know, that way as well?
Yeah, it's an easy way to pick something up.
Where it's just,
I understand that.
Easier, it's going to become an easier medium for everyone to absorb just because it's hands-on as well as visually appealing.
See, but my problem is, like, with the Nintendo is that, okay, there's a median between your casual gamer and your hardcore gamer. They completely went to just casual, and they deprived all their hardcore gamers.
You get what I'm afraid everyone's going to do.
Exactly. You can have your console. Like, the Xbox is like a powerhouse. You know, you could play these. You could play your hardcore games and have your fun. But see, just like Xbox shows, you can have your Sesame Street game where the kid's going to learn and the kid's going to actually interact. And it's actually a cool way for the parents and their kids to play together. But it's still, like, that's where it's not that crazy of a game, but it's still playing on a beast of a console, and they're not trying to limit one side.
Yeah, because that's kind of where
Sony went right. Because we went out straight for a casual. Xbox and Sony had everything across the board, and then they had their little motion thing, and now they can do that. But they're still already hardcore. Have a big catalog for hardcore, and they're still making hardcore. Nintendo kind of dropped the ball.
Nintendo just turned their backs on us completely.
Yeah, they forgot. Like, you know, it's not this generation that made Nintendo popular. It was us growing up.
It was us playing on our NESs. Like, I remember me sitting in my Pampers.
It was being a two-button master. Grow up being a two-button master. That's what it was.
DNA is all you need.
I remember sitting at my grandpa's house. He had a freaking regular Nintendo and playing Dr. Mario all day.
I still have my Nintendo, and I still have Dr. It's like, it's all you need, man.
My parents still use the Super Nintendo, actually, every night and play Dr. Mario. I remember, you know, it came out, it was $300, just like it is now, and my older brother and I saved, and we bought a Super Nintendo. Yeah. You know, I mean, these kids now, they're nothing. They're casual gamers, and Nintendo forgot about us, you know?
They forgot, they forgot who made them what they were. You know, all those hours we spent playing Legend of Zelda, playing Mario.
It's true. How many hours did all of us waste playing Mario or Zelda?
Let me tell you, a lot. Mario was I was playing Mario while I was still in town. Yeah, dude, no, I played way more. Like, my Nintendo's, my AC adapter, like, overheated at one point. I have, like, my Nintendo adapter, and I remember I had to, like, fucking put electrical tape on it
Okay,
my regular Nintendo burnt my TV. Like, I had used it so much, my TV actually started smoking from the back, and it short-circuited my TV.
So how about that Sony conference?
No, that's not even a subject. Nothing good happened. Overpriced television.
I'm buying that TV.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let's take it step by step here. It started off with Uncharted 3, which honestly looks pretty cool.
It looks, you know, if that was a multi-platform game, I would get that game.
Yeah, I would. But actually, I mean, I really do want to get a PlayStation soon coming up. And that's one of the games I actually do plan on buying. I plan on buying that whole trilogy set. I really do want to get the Uncharted games. There's a couple other games, too. I mean, like the Metal Gear games and all that. But that was one of the good ones. But a lot of the other stuff I didn't like. But we'll talk about that.
Then there was also Resistance 3.
I liked the second one. I really did. I played online with Andy a couple times.
I feel like I'm playing Terminator. Like, when it looked like it was like a Terminator thing, you know?
Well, that's how the game was.
Really.
It was part two was kind of like that too. It had like that whole like there was machines everywhere and.
But they were all organic. The creatures.
Well, no, I'm not saying the creatures are organic, but it still feels like it's a Terminator. You know, if they were robots, it'd be Terminator.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Well, there was also another Xbox. I mean, not Xbox. Sorry, PlayStation exclusive. Sly Cooper.
The underdog game that's amazing that I never took the time to play.
Me neither.
Neither did I.
And it's like I want to.
I like the cartoon style.
No, yeah,
that was pretty cool.
I'll tell you when I get the PS3, I'll probably get that collector. I know they came out with a bonus where like they had all the original games like packed on one disc.
Yep, Sly Cooper collection has all three of them.
Yeah, because that game, I mean, a game that comes out like how Sly Cooper does, there's only like, what, 4 or 5 games, and they all get like perfect scores. They're doing something right.
Yeah, it's true.
It's the same guys that made Infamous, though. And Infamous is pretty good, too.
Is that Naughty Dog?
No, it's Sucker Punch.
Charted.
Sucker Punch.
And then they moved on to a bunch of hardware that Sony developed for PlayStation, like a new TV.
Well, my TV.
A new overpriced TV. It's a 24-inch television. I mean, the only thing I will give it is that it has like that 3D to it, and I guess it's the best option you can get. if you want to get a 3D TV and can't afford the, like, you know, $1,500 like benchmark that they have for a 3D TV.
They didn't give any other specifications of the TV. Like, how many HDMI ports does it have?
The 1080p.
It's a PlayStation 1. I'm assuming that it's probably going to be 1080, but I'm assuming it's probably going to have like two HDMIs at most. Probably no USB support. It just seems like it's going to be a PlayStation like system TV.
Bargain bundle TV.
Yeah, it's going to be like, hey, you have a PlayStation 3 and you want to play the 3D stuff that we have that offers on the PlayStation? Well, this TV is going to help you do that. And it's just going to be something really minuscule, just enough to curve around that PlayStation, because it's a PlayStation TV. It's not even a Sony. Yeah. You know, it's PlayStation.
Well, it's probably like their strip TV, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be a bare essential. It's probably going to literally just connect alongside with that PlayStation.
Yeah,
and
it won't connect online or anything like that, I guess, like any of their other TVs. Because supposedly Sony TVs are going to be able to connect to the PlayStation network in due time.
But not that one.
Yeah.
No.
It's going to be a bare. It's a really cheap 3D. That's all it is. I mean, I guess it's still. I think it's a little overpriced for 20. You know, I could probably. I think what? I think I paid the same for my freaking 47 inch TV.
Yes. Yeah. I paid $279 for a 32 inch LED.
I don't know. I paid 400-500 for my 47 inch. I mean, it's not HD or it's not 3D though. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the one thing it has. And I guess, you know, if you want to be one of those, you know, in that game, like Killzone 3 has 3D.
Well, I want it more. Well, I personally want it more just because I would like to play Uncharted 3 on it, see what that's like. But mostly for like Shadow and Eco, because those look like games that could look.
Yeah, but are those
cool.
gonna? Those are having 3D added to it.
Yep.
Yeah, all more.
I mean, I could consider getting it. I mean, maybe it'd be cool if it had some other like extra little ports added onto it. But it'd be a cool-ass monitor to use, to be honest. You know, I'd get the get a video card with an HDMI out.
Well, I'm not gonna get it unless I can drop the price down to like around $300.
They're never gonna drop that price.
No, it's gonna. I'll find a way. I get all these like coupons and shit from Best Buy. I see which ones can stack and stuff. I bought my Xbox for $900. I mean, for $90.
Then again, that TV is bundled with a bunch of other stuff. So maybe if you can find the TV on its own, it might be cheaper.
That's it comes true. With Resistance 3. I mean, so it's like $50. So technically the TV is like what?
I'm just not going to sacrifice my play space for 3D. Like 47 inches, you know?
Yeah, to go from the big boy widescreen to like...
I'm just not going to do it, you know? 3D is not worth it to me.
It's not. Just, I mean,
not just because I wear glasses, but it's just... Most 3D didn't impress me. I went to the theater to see it. I've seen it on people's TVs. It just doesn't...
I don't like it. I really don't either. Yeah. It feels like it's literally all it is. It's like another like just a layer in front of you, but like it gives this weird like effect. And I mean, I don't like how 3D looks. Like, I went to go see Alice in Wonderland a while back in 3D, and it wasn't...
Okay, well, Alice in Wonderland wasn't...
That was a shitty movie in 3D. Okay, I realize.
Real 3D. They did it after.
The best 3D I think I've seen was... I think it was at an MGM, or was it? It was at one of those, man. I remember I was watching. It was like Muppets. I went to like Disney as a kid, bro. That shit was nuts. I remember like the thing was like you had to wear the glasses, and there was like this guy just like going around, like he went right in front of your face, and then like flew back. That's what's up. Like this other ones are just like. Eh. This one, I remember as a kid, I shit my pants. I was like, this is amazing.
They made 3D sound like fantastic, but it's not much better than what it was when in the 90s when like Home Improvement would have like a TV and you got the 3D glasses in the mail.
Glasses on, guys, now.
You know, they throw like an apple at you or something. You'd be like, "Oh my god, it's coming right at me!" I don't think it's any better than that.
Well, they also came out with their new portable device, the PlayStation Vita.
The Velveeta.
The Vita Pita Pocket.
It's cheese.
It's cheese. I'm really psyched for that, to be honest, because I had a PSP on like day one.
Me too.
And I played the fuck out of it.
We all did. We were in Japanese class.
I know, we were in Japanese class, like not doing anything except playing PSP. And I remember, like at one point, I had it was a copy of what was it? It was like Mana of. It was one. It was an RPG.
Tales of Eternia.
Was it Tales of Eternia?
Yeah, it was Tales of Eternia.
Yeah, and it was in full Japanese, and I was like, I don't know what's going on. I remember we asked the teacher. We're like, Miss, what's this say? She was explaining the game to us, and I'm like, that ass. But like,
we were, I remember like, sitting down in Japanese class and playing what was that, Metal Gear Acid?
Oh my god, I bought Acid when it came out, and I bought Acid 2, and I remember Acid 2 came with that crazy box that gave you a 3D effect.
Hey, yeah, it did. Sony's been with that 3D stuff since then.
Yeah, it was a cardboard box with two magnifying glasses and had a paper in the center. So when you wanted to do 3D, all it did was split the image in half.
Yeah,
and
that it was stereoscopic 3D.
Well, I just want to know why they changed the name. Why not just another PSP?
Because the PSP Go failed.
They did fail
PSP
hard.
Go
because
PSP Go.
What they're trying to do with the Vita is encourage more social interaction, which is why they added that whole Xbox Live type party.
Yeah, but that's what the Go was.
And because of that, but that's why they named it the Vita, because that means life. So like in Spanish, how Vita means life.
That's probably Italian. Vita. I mean.
Yeah, so that's why they named it that.
Yeah, I understand why they. I don't know. It just. To me, it's kind of like running away from, because you made a mistake, you're going to run away from it.
Wasn't too bad of a mistake. I mean, it was a flop, but it was a flop on their own fuck-ups. Because the reason why the Go is bad is because, like, okay, Kingdom Hearts, the one that came out, what was it called, dude?
Birth by Sleep.
Birth by Sleep? Okay, when that one came out, that was disc only. There was no digital copy of it, and they didn't support enough digital stuff. And it's like, how do you make a little handheld system that's going to be pure digital? It's like, oh, welcome to the digital era, blah blah blah, and then not support them.
Exactly.
That's where they.
And there was no back, going backwards either. Like no online thing. You have that game? Go online, redeem this. Put your proof of purchase on there or whatever.
No, they never even did that.
Do that.
Yeah, they completely said fuck it. So it's like you had your Go and you didn't. Yeah,
you already had your library of games. Well, you're. Shit out of luck. Go buy them again.
Gotta go buy them again. And
exactly.
That's where they flopped. But they've, if they actually worked on that, I think the Go would have been great. Because I got to mess around with the Go for a little bit when I was working at Target, and they were nice, dude. They were sleek. They were, they were comfy. The fact it slid open was great. I mean, I thought it was cool that it was just pure screen in the front. You slid it up, and there you go. It was your controls. But they flopped on their own fuck ups of not being able to support their own stuff. It's always good to just stay.
No, it's not purely digital. There's going to be like little carts that go, like little SD cards kind of things.
Yeah, well, what they need to do is be able to support PlayStation games as well and not have to charge us the same fucking price. I mean, I bought a couple PlayStation Acid when it came out. I bought like four games. All right, let's be. I freaking modded my shit, but there was a couple games that I did pay for, and I mean the ones I did pay for. I mean, that was money that was spent towards that, and they, hopefully they honor that because I probably still have my copy of Acid somewhere in my room, and I had bought Darkstalkers for it. I bought Guilty Gear. I bought a bunch of like just random games like that. I even bought the Naruto game because I was in like a Naruto phase and I was like, oh my god, Naruto on the PSP, fuck.
Don't hold your breath, man. Think about, they released the DVD for Blu-ray, and sometimes they do the whole triple with the digital copy time. It's a Blu-ray, and if you're like, all right, well now I want to watch with my neighbor at his house, so you have to have the original, and you're like, oh, but they released it on PSP and I want to watch it on that, you got to buy that. Sony's not going to do you any favors. They're not.
Well, especially now, dude. They lost a lot of money.
Yeah, they lost a lot of money.
They fucked up.
Yeah.
But not as bad as Nintendo did, but...
Yeah, Nintendo.
Oh, Nintendo. Why'd you turn your back on us?
Turned our... They, man... I don't know.
They really did. And it's like,
they don't have like a hardcore game. Like, even like a hardcore solid Mario story. Nothing. Like,
Yeah, and there's it's like just to see, like, Legend of Zelda on there, because you're like, saying, I want to play that, but then you're like, fuck, I gotta get that new fucking shit,
The Legend of Zelda, that looks like a kid's game. They're like, forgot all about us.
Yeah, it is. It's a little more kiddish. It seems more like, I mean, shit, even Twilight Princess was pretty crazy. Like, with the Wii version, where it was like, okay, use the chain here, okay, boom, then you just kind of swing, and it just seemed more like less challenging, you know, like, and you had to think, you had to really sit there and go,
okay, in all of them, like even the Game Boy ones, and Freak, A Link to the Past is one of the hardest games I played on Super Nintendo.
Yeah, so, and
that game took forever.
Fuck, the original Legend of Zelda was ridiculous because, like, that one was, like, straight up, you start the game and you're in a forest. You're like, what the fuck's going on?
What do I do? Here's a sword. Go figure it out.
Yeah, they were like, you had to, like, look online for a fucking map and try to figure out where the fuck you had to go to, like, even attempt to beat the game. But, I mean, even then, it was, like, there was a challenge to it. Now these just, like, you know, here, you're going to go here, go here. And it's, like, almost a line. It's basically, like, a line going through. Like in Ocarina, you started off in the southeast of the map, and then it was like, okay, go to Hyrule. Okay, now you're in Hyrule. Oh, go to the farm. Go here. Oh, go here. Go here. And you had to like run around the whole damn place, and you know what I mean? There was more like, if you didn't know where you were supposed to go, you were going to be lost. You had to like kind of think, talk to NPCs, and I mean, you had to play the game right.
Well, now the 3D remake, if you get lost, you can watch movies on your system to tell you what to do.
I don't know, man. I'm just not excited about.
They're Nintendo clutching it. They're helping them out.
Well, I think
we all have it burned in our memories of Ocarina. Yeah. Ocarina
was good. I love that game.
There's an article online now saying that the Wii U is essentially like the Vita and the Wii U are almost the same thing, except.
The Vita is probably better. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. No, the Vita is. With the Wii U, you have to be within range of your.
Yeah, and the integrate. They're finally doing the integration right. I couldn't believe it. I was like, when he was playing that, I don't know. It looked like a shitty game, to be honest. But he was able to like pause his PlayStation and then pause the Vita and go to the PlayStation and have that stream off of there.
You mean No.
Oh,
same thing.
On the PlayStation, yeah, they have cloud gaming.
It was, it was supposed to be that. Like, there was only one fucking game that did it with the original PlayStation, with the fat PlayStation and the fat PSP. And it was Risen.
And also did it. You can, if you did the season.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I know there was a couple. See, there was some that I didn't even know about, but there was one. It was that Dragon game, and the game was, like, fucking terrible. And that was, like, the one game you could do it with. And I remember they were saying in Metal Gear Solid 4, you were able to have the other person be Otacon when he was inside the little, like, you know, mobile MG, the Metal Gear, the little mini
that
Metal Gear.
That never happened.
Yeah, that never happened. And that was such a fucking huge disappointment because I was like, that would be badass to have your buddy be in that little mini Metal Gear.
So what would he do, though? What would he do?
He could help out. He was there for a couple times. And when you controlled it, you could shock enemies.
You can electrocute.
Yeah, he'd pull out a PSP, like Snake would pull out a PSP and then control the little Metal Gear. But that'd be cool to have the co-op, and they said they were going to do that, they never did. But I'm hoping with the Vita, they really do hold up to that. Because if it has the like capability to be able to play these types of games and like, you know, at least be good, then shit, it should work out. I mean, even GameCube did it with
Game Boy Advance.
With Game Boy Advance, yeah, and I think it was a Wind Waker.
No, Four Swords.
Like, was it four?
Nintendo, no. Nintendo's been doing that for a long time. Like everyone thinks that the Wii is all new with their thing. Put your cartridges in to the Super Nintendo and play them.
Yeah, yeah. Not only that, they had Crystal Chronicles for the GameCube too.
Yeah.
Oh, but
that game was a little underrated or whatever for.
Fuck
for,
that game.
That I'm game sorry, man. I liked the it was kind of like TMNT.
The fighting was cool, but what pissed me off, this was the game. You had to go to one place, then go to the next dungeon, and after that you fight the boss.
After the season, you have to do it over again.
Yeah, you save your town, you have a freaking party, and you go, time to do it again.
Yeah, do it again next season.
Like 20 times, and then you beat the game. Like, that was retarded. Like, that's what made me mad about the game. I thought the fight.
This is what killed the game, but I mean, I like the whole, like, you know, you go around and just picking up items, and then you and your buddies could all just, like, connect your spells together.
Yeah, no, the sequel.
Like, the saga and all that.
The DS one, the second DS
that
one
was amazing.
The best.
That thing was fucking dope as hell, where you could
that
play
with was
Wii and DS. That was one. I remember we were playing with Whitey, and he was on his Wii. That game was the best one. Like, they made up for it on that. Because that had a story, but it still had that like epic lulls where you could like just fuck around and just you could pick up your friend and throw away. Like that part, that was fun, dude.
and you had all the customization, all the classic Final Fantasy armors you could use and all that.
Yeah, see, that one was good. I thought Crystal Chronicles, like the GameCube one, was just because I didn't...
All right, so one last thing to talk before we wrap it up for Battlefield 3's conference is the Wii U.
Like, I think it's a good idea, but like
it seems more like, well,
it's not.
I don't understand why they didn't show more of the console. They only showed the controller, really. But
because it's the same shit from the looks of it, it's gonna be the same
console. I mean, it's good. I mean, I'm glad Nintendo finally caught up to us from 5 years ago.
It doesn't even seem like it's fully caught up, though. I feel like the games are still going to be these little tiku-tiku games, and we're still going to be dicking off with Miis. It's not...
Right.
It's. I still feel like, okay, yeah...
You I mean, it's... Okay, think of it this way. Think of Wii as like half a system, and that's the motion component. And the Wii U is basically slapping on all the HD hardcore gamer stuff. So it's going to be like, now we can have that along with the Wii thing, the whole motion controller.
It'll be nice to play. I guess the whole, like, you know, not playing your TV, I can kind of understand. Yeah, sometimes, like, sometimes I understand, like, you know, if I was playing Xbox, you know, my sister's like, oh, the Kardashians are going on TV, I got to watch it. You know, that fucks up my time. I mean, I know it's picture in picture, but I mean, that'd be kind of cool. Just be like, you know, fuck him, go to my room and just play right there. Again, I just feel like for it being your big launch of a this is a new thing we've been working
on. It's like, hey, we finally caught up, and here's a few good ideas.
Yeah, like to keep using the words new console and only show a control.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me. Weird. It's like, this is our new console. See it in the distance underneath the TV?
It's in there. Don't worry about it.
Just don't focus on that.
I really thought they were going to come up with something else. Like, at the end, I thought they were going to be like...
You were in denial.
You were convinced.
He's like, no. They're going to show the console.
No, they're going to show it after.
You were in such denial.
It's just the
No. This is no.
I shed a tear at the end of that conference.
How much do you think that control is going to cost when you break one?
Oh my god!
Exactly, because you're gonna have your kids playing, and it's just like, oh, really?
Yeah, because it's the kids' console. So you're gonna have your 5-year-old playing with your thing, and he's gonna get pissed off and drop it on the tile.
You're gonna have to buy
shattering the glass everywhere.
Yeah,
the controllers didn't look cheap either. That's a 6 HD screen touch screen there.
It's multi-touch on top. I mean, I think it's gonna be at least like $150, $200
for a control.
Yeah, and the thing, like, I can tell you right now, if I end up getting one, I'm going to buy it's got like a little shock protector. I've seen those with the iPhone. Like, you can literally take your iPhone to a three-story building and it just chills.
Yeah, but how many times, you know, things are indestructible until kids touch them.
Yeah, well,
yeah, this is true.
There's no kids
but in not college. Only that, but think about all the parents during the holiday seasons that come over and they want to buy another extra controller for their kids and stuff. Yeah. Like, I see
then they're
going to
buy
the
golden Zelda one.
No, but that's the I'm talking about the Wii.
Just the Wiimote. We're talking
about. You show them the controllers, and that thing's like $30, $20, and they're like, a little too expensive for me. But now you're going to show them a like $150
they're going to shit their pants.
Screen controller. Yeah, they're going to be like, no way in hell.
I may as well get my kid a DS.
Wait a second. Isn't the Wii by itself $150, and it comes with a Wiimote and Mario Kart?
Yeah, I'm going to buy because of that. Just because it's $150, I'm going to buy a Wii. Because, like, I only had it. I had a Wii at a certain point in time, and all I played was Tatsunoko versus Capcom, and like Mario Kart, and that was it.
Just wait for the Wii.
I'll probably get the Wii just because of the Mario Kart game. I mean, it's always fun to play that. There's probably another couple of games I could dick off with, but I mean, I think the Wii U is gonna be.
Wii. Also, the Dead Overkill is pretty good for
concept. The Wii. Great. But
but then again, it's Nintendo, and they have a weird way of doing things. Like, when we saw the Wii unveiled, we're like, what the fuck is this? And then come holiday season, it was impossible to find one of those.
Impossible for like 3 months.
No, it was possible. You want to know how to get it? You just didn't have to have the money for it, and then you'd find it. Because every time I had the fucking money for it, I could never find it. And then one day I was just barely broke. I had like 100-something bucks in my account, but it wasn't enough to get a Wii. I saw a guy unbox and pick up like 6 of those motherfuckers at GameStop. Like, I was just walking by, and I'm like, oh, look, are you fucking kidding me? He had like a bunch of Wii's. And that's the only way to find it. You just couldn't afford it. When you couldn't afford it, you'd find them.
There it was.
Every time I had like surplus money, I had like $500, I was like, I'm gonna go and get a Wii.
Not yeah, but then there's also the fact that they just said, you know, but they didn't show anything, a new Smash Brothers for it.
That was just to distract us. We're like, what the like fuck oh hey, is Smash that Brothers. Controller. Smash Bros. Oh hey.
It's like what they were trying to do with Halo 4, except they didn't have anything to show.
Yeah. They just said it. So oh, yeah, Smash Bros.
But you know what? What we were talking about earlier about the hardcore gamers and all that, you got to give it to Microsoft. They're like, here's all this bullshit about Kinect. But for those of you that are here for this, here it is, you know?
Right there at the end.
Better. Well, that's better than somewhere in the middle, and then all we had was Kinect to live up to. Right. You know? They ended it on a high note, not Reggie coming out and talking some random shit about not somebody no one cared about, you know?
Reggie, what happened? What happened, Reggie?
Reggie
fucked up.
Man, I don't know. I was very disappointed with.
I can honestly still say that the stand. It still seems like Microsoft is still on top for E3 this year.
Yeah. Oh, by far.
Then it's like a really hard decision between Nintendo and Sony, because Sony had like two or three things that were good, but then so did Nintendo.
Yeah, but I'd have to give it to Sony over Nintendo just because.
Yeah, me too.
I mean. They came out with a TV, sure, but it's, you know, a TV.
Uncharted was good. The Sly game was good. The Vita, I think Sony goes second, because, I mean, the Vita, I do plan on getting one. Just Nintendo, I felt like they gave us an orchestra. Cool.
Cool. That was awesome.
and then that was it. They were like, all right, well, we're going to
show. You know, they didn't really show much about the new Zelda either.
Well, there, did, no, you,
showed,
did you see?
They showed us a picture.
Yeah, remember what happened last year, though?
They didn't show any gameplay or anything.
Here, they tried to demo it, and it didn't work.
Did they even give a release date for that Zelda yet?
Well, no, it did work, but not really. Like, it was just, it was so, like, faulty with the fucking Wii motion. That's what it was. It was that, like, he was, like, Miyamoto was, or he was just there fucking, like, swinging the sword. But then it wasn't, like, actually, like, corresponding right to how he was swinging it. So they're like, oh, I don't know what's going on, teehee, you know? And like, he's like, that's why I like shows. And that was it. But it just seemed, I don't know.
I don't know. On the 25th anniversary, you're going to release a new game and then not show it to us at E3? Like,
yeah. They better do another box. I thought they were going to do a box like they did for Mario, where they brought out the Mario, it was, you know, that red case game. With like fucking six games on it.
Yeah.
And it was all the Mario.
That would have been a little predictable though.
But that would have been cool, dude. Fucking Legend of Zelda, then I could have another one to like the stack of fucking crap.
Well, I just bought Link's Awakening for $5 on the 3DS, so there's that.
And then... It was like they announced it and he was already buying. He's like, oh, and there's my money gone.
and then there's also Four Swords coming for free in September. So that's like as close as we're gonna get to what Mario got last year.
I don't know. I feel like they should have released a whole nother Wii with like Zelda decked out.
That would have been cool. Fucking try.
The only thing they didn't talk about though was their online connectivity.
Because
the online for Wii was
friend codes were a joke and we all knew it. Like,
yeah. Well, they're trying that,
but there was
with
so much lag.
Hey, what's your friend code? 957B92659.
Yeah, why can't you have a screen name? Like,
I know, you know how easy it is to get a gamer tag or a network account? I mean, even PlayStation with their terrible state right now, they at least were like, hey, here's, you know, bind your shit to your email, and then here's your gamer, your little tag.
Yeah.
Xbox is like, here's your gamer tag. This is your name. This is what you go by.
Nintendo's is all impersonal. This is your number. This is who you are now.
Welcome to Auschwitz. Certain games had limits what you could be. But like certain games I was he play if I was online because it wouldn't fucking fit. And then the other ones I was he play cheat. And that it was either he play or he play cheat depending on what game I played because of the character limits.
Plus, right, it was all based on the game and not like Nintendo's setup.
Yeah, I mean, I've been some variants of Sniper Goo forever. Like, I'm not going to be V332.
He is SMP.
Well, no, you in the 3DS you do get... not a gamer tag. You get a Nintendo ID, whatever.
Well, we're talking about the Wii, like how much the Wii sucked.
It sucks, though, because there's not that many people who have the 3DS. The only person on my friends list is Sergio.
I don't even know if I can have
Well, that's because there isn't anything worthy of buying the 3DS.
There's that, and it's too.
There was nothing good at launch. It was all third-party titles at launch.
Yeah.
I liked Street Fighter on the go.
I don't know, man. Nothing impressive.
And I got the 3DS for, like, $150, so I'm not complaining.
How are you doing this?
I return games to Best Buy. I buy a $5 warranty, and then I'm like, here, I don't like this game anymore. Can I use the credit instead of getting a new game?
This game's bullshit. This game's bullshit. Give me my game back.
Yeah, but they don't let me do that anymore. They told me they stopped. They were like, hey, you can't do this anymore. I was like,
yeah, I bet.
Yeah, they
found out. The last thing I returned was the Dead Space Collector's Edition, and I bought Mortal Kombat Collector's Edition.
Why would you get the collector's if you're just going to return?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so final thoughts.
Because I wanted the gun, but I thought it wasn't life-size. So I was
final
like,
thoughts, I'm excited about Halo.
Uncharted 3.
I'm excited about Assassin's Creed.
Both of them. Both Halos, I am just stoked. I'm ready to re-explore, you know, the Halo Alpha, whatever you want to call it, in remastered HD.
My new 3D TV.
Battlefield,
Mass Effect 3. I'm totally excited about Mass Effect 3, man.
Yes, and Assassin's Creed.
I'm excited about Battlefield.
Oh yeah, Battlefield.
Revelations of Battlefield all day.
That's what I'm.
The thing I'm most excited about is next year's E3 when they show like 15 minutes of Halo 4 gameplay.
He's just gonna be counting it down now.
I'm gonna set my I have an app on my iPhone that counts down time.
All right, guys, I gotta go to work.
So
all right, let's call it a day.
Right, and that's E3 for this year, and we're gonna go watch the Battlefield 3
for this day. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, that's for now at least. We're gonna go watch the Battlefield 3.
All right, we'll take it easy,
everyone.